And that one's good job. Dictating patient's name is Edmund Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N, Edmund, E-D-M-U-N-D. Date of birth is 3/24/1932. Date of service. Date of service is 9/22/2025. Mr. Guzman is a very pleasant 93-year-old male with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, history of heart block, ascites post-permanent pacemaker, history of total colectomy, history of fall. He presented to the emergency room after he suffered a fall and was complaining of hip pain. He fell when walking through a doorway at his assisted living. He became off balance and fell. Has been having pain in his right hip, was unable to bear any weight. Was brought to the emergency room. He denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denied any loss of consciousness. Denied hitting his head. No other complaints. He was seen in the emergency room. Blood pressure was slightly elevated. His oxygen saturation was slightly low. He was placed on 2 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. Creatinine was also slightly elevated. CT of the head was unremarkable. CT of the lower extremity showed acute right subcapital femoral neck fracture with mild anterior displacement and impaction. Also, acute minimally comminuted non-displaced fracture fragment of the superior medial margin of the right greater trochanter. Patient also was felt to be having some slurring of his speech. Patient was in the emergency room, was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. Patient is given pain medications. He has been on Eliquis. Patient has been agreeable for operative repair. Patient was diagnosed with a DVT in June and has been on apixaban. Patient's apixaban was held because of surgery. Patient was being monitored. He underwent surgery. For his right hip fracture, he had a right hip hemiarthroplasty. Was placed on Lovenox. His Eliquis was resumed. Hemoglobin was stable. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he says that he is doing better. He is somewhat confused. Denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, he has any palpitations, he has any complaints of any nausea, vomiting or diarrhea. He does complaints of pain in his hip. Otherwise, unremarkable. Daughter is present by the bedside. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of DVT, history of diverticulosis, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, interoperative floppy iris syndrome, kidney stone, history of non-exudative age-related macular degeneration, history of osteoarthritis, insomnia, major depressive disorder, chronic kidney disease, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and history of blepharitis. Past surgical history has been significant for colon surgery / total colectomy, history of cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, appendectomy, cataract surgery, and pacemaker implant. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there has any heaviness or pressure sensation, there has any palpitations, history of hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia, history of congestive heart failure, and history of permanent pacemaker implant secondary to complete heart block. Respiratory system, there has any cough, there has any shortness of breath, there has any palpitations. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological complaints of confusion, history of slurring of speech, no history of TIE or CVA, musculoskeletal complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of fall. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run reactive to light. Axonal movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Carotid bruin, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurological examination. Patient awake, but pleasantly confused. Moving all four extremities, no other deficit. Impression, number one, fall. Next, right hip fracture, status post right hip hernia arthroplasty. Next, confusion. Next, history of DVT. Next, history of slurred speech, questionable TIA. Next, history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next, complete heart block. Status post-permanent pacemaker placement. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of dementia. Next, history of mood disorder. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. With confusion, we'll have urinalysis done to rule out any UTI. We'll also check his electrolytes, we'll continue other medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.